It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show, and we're live here on AW Radio. Hello, everybody. And we're also on YouTube live for the first time, testing out a little something. Last week, we tried the Facebook Live video, and it's a little limited because you can only have one camera. So now we're in a multi-camera setup. Jason is the switcher.
Yeah.
Let's just show off all of our angles.
Hello.
This is fantastic.
Isn't the new trend single camera?
Is that the new trend?
Yeah, we should just have a guy with
a... Well, son of a bitch.
Go real world with it.
Maybe. We should do that. You're right. That is the new trend. What are we thinking? We're overthinking this thing.
We're always like 10 years behind.
I know.
Do you know there's a thing called YouTube now?
Yeah.
Mm. We could be on video?
If you want to check out the video, we did tweet out the link, and you can go to our Twitter. So it's at EJC Show, and I just tweeted out the link so you can watch us if you want to do that. I'm going to put it on Facebook, too, in just a second. We're going to talk to Get Busy Living. They're going to be live via Skype on video. We'll talk to these guys here in just a little bit. Hang on. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris. Yeah, in a little bit here.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
What are you doing there, Jason? You cut to, I don't know, you're having fun. Jason's
having fun.
I'm trying. This is really hard.
No, I feel like this is I'm watching what he's doing, and he's all over it. Honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm trying.
Are you having fun? So we have a multi-camera setup. It's very high-tech what we have going on here, and Jason's
switching. Clicking away. Just click, click, click.
It's very cool.
He's our cameraman.
Are you able to... Is it too much for you? Are you okay?
We'll see how I perform on the show. How about that?
Are you sweating?
I'm so sweaty.
That's disgusting.
My nuts are so sweaty right now.
I keep forgetting that we're on camera, actually.
That is gross.
Get that visual in your head.
Oof. But I really do keep forgetting we're on camera because so the reason why we're kind of doing this is because every day in your normal life you have all these cameras around you, phones, laptops. So I thought let's just utilize them all. So the camera that's on me is the laptop camera that's always in front of me during the show. Jason's is the iPad camera that's always in front of him during the show. Then Chris's is a special camera, but it's a good shot. He has the best shot of all of us.
His camera's on a tripod.
Yeah. Only because his laptop is so old, it wouldn't run the software to allow us to use his camera, unfortunately. That would have simplified things, but, you know.
I was going to make a joke about how much more handsome or attractive I am than you guys, but since they can all see me now, I'm just going to let it slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the whole
point... Son of a bitch!
The whole point of us doing radio was we had faces for radio.
Was that the whole point?
Yeah. Maybe we grew into our faces and now...
maybe we should have done TV.
We're the mature, handsome men that women and gay men swoon over.
This is how we're going to take off, guys. TV.
You know, it's funny you say that because should we tell people that we were approached by an FM radio station and also a TV station?
Didn't you put in the cart before the horse a little bit on that?
I'm just saying approached.
No, we were approached. We're not necessarily going to do it.
Fair enough.
We're thinking about it. It's looking possible.
You know.
But it's a very interesting proposition for us to be on the FM radio here in Denver. They want us to be on. And TV. Big-time TV contracts.
Do they call it the FM or is it just FM?
The word. Like, nobody listens. What's kind of funny is our FM... broadcast of the show would have less listeners than our normal broadcast, which is kind of funny.
So what would we do on the TV side?
Exactly what we're doing now on YouTube live. By the way, my shot is horrendous.
We're Howard Stern.
Are you checking me?
I just realized, I'm not critiquing you. I'm just critiquing everything. I'm seeing everything on delay, and I'm realizing that Chris's shot has some of the mirror behind him. So it's just a kind of an awkward shot with that mirror, but it's okay.
You can see
it adds dimension.
You like it?
We can see the camera that you're using.
All right.
This is radio, first and foremost.
It really is. So we don't want to.
This is just bonus.
We don't want to.
Yeah, it's like
no DVD, bitching out there.
DVD extra.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't want to dwell too much on it, I suppose. But I don't know. Why don't we?
It's like a new toy for us. Just, you know, let us play with it.
Why don't we dive into like a couple Chris news stories? Is that cool, Chris? Just like one or two? Because I got.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah. Unless you had something else.
I did
want to bring.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the fact that
Prince died.
Prince died.
I knew you were going to go there.
Why wouldn't we go there? That's big news.
It is the
How do you feel about it?
I don't know how he actually died.
How do I feel?
So I saw footage that he was walking from a Walgreens pharmacy like hours before he died. So it was the fourth time he was there this week.
So don't go to Walgreens.
I'm saying, did he like buy a bunch of pills and overdose?
No, I guess he had the. I don't know. Last I heard, he had the flu and he didn't get treatment and he got dehydrated. But I don't even know if that's true.
That's skin, but it's not unheard of, I suppose.
Right.
So
what would you classify Prince as? Elderly or a child? Immature child.
I was thinking rock.
What's your favorite Prince song?
Raspberry Beret.
I don't know that one.
Do you guys remember?
Raspberry Beret. It's essentially the same as the Corvette song, but he just honestly changed the chorus. But it's better. I like it better.
Keep going, though. I still didn't ring a bell.
Raspberry Beret. The kind that you find at a secondhand store. Raspberry Beret. You know I love you.
You could be the new Prince.
Thank you.
Maybe he is
the
new Prince.
Let's not go too far.
What about that Super Bowl halftime performance you did that one year? That was a really good performance.
I don't remember that.
I don't watch the halftime performance.
That was the only time I remember watching.
Really?
Yeah, because it was cool. It was a really cool performance.
You know what's shitty about not watching the Super Bowl performances is I missed the Janet Jackson
nipple.
Nip slip.
There wasn't even a nipple, though. That's the thing about that. There was a pasty.
I missed it. I still missed it.
It's like, why don't you just Google it?
The halftime is when I leave.
Janet Jackson boob. You could do that right now.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really not worth it.
How have you not seen it?
I'm sorry.
I don't. But you're sitting here bitching about it, and
I am.
It is. It's tragic loss, though. It's crazy. He's so young too. Only 57. Then he just drops dead out of nowhere. Very.
That is quite young.
And what a cool dude too. So,
although he.
He never did this show. He was actually booked next week.
Son of a bitch.
Damn it.
Missed the ball.
So
on
this
one.
Is what it's like when doves cry.
Oh my God.
Let's jump into the news here just a little bit.
Yeah, Chris. All right.
Then we're going to talk to Get Busy Living. They're going to be on via Skype. If you want to watch, you can do that. We have you linked up to our live YouTube, or you can just listen. Whatever you want to do. Chris's news.
Should we this on a theme? Just kind of run with this Prince thing.
Yeah, go. You're the newsman. You pick.
All right. Give me a second, though.
We're not going to revisit Prince.
I accidentally opened up.
So you might as well go.
That's at some point.
Okay, you had some. Things are screwing up on my end here. Give me just a second before you jump into the story. One quick. What are you going to tease us? Give us a teaser.
Prince has been cremated and given a private send off.
Is that the teaser?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. I need like some waiting music or something.
Do 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 do.
There we go.
Boo do do do.
Because things are just like not working over here. Hang on. Give me just a second.
Boo do do do.
Okay.
Do do do.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Let's go to Chris's news.
That's the same one I was doing.
Oh yeah, it was actually. This is sent in from a listener, by the way. A jingle for Chris's news.
That's sinister.
The Eddie Jason and Chris show. In case you didn't know, well now you know. Cause Chris reads the news, even though it ain't nothing new. Always making them mistakes, fumbling shit like, ooh. What'd he say? Mispronouncing stuff we don't understand, but they say okay. Full of stories that really Rarely go no stories. Like, what did he say? What did he say? Well, what did he say? Rarely gives relevant information, but that's okay.
We're on camera.
Cause he's still amazing.
Yeah.
Ain't ever gonna be a professional news anchor, but he don't know that, so it's whatever. But it's all cool. Yeah, it's all cool. Cause Chris so dope. Yeah, we love him too. Chris torches Eddie and Jason every week, but it's all okay, even though he making them mistakes. Chris always fucking up. Chris always messing up. Chris is always doing something wrong, but it's alright, cause Chris is dope. I said Chris always fucking up. I said Chris always messing up. I say Chris don't know what he's doing sometimes, but it's alright, cause we love the homie Chris, yes.
Alright, there you go. Listener submitted.
I like that a lot. That
you like that?
Yeah, that dude is very talented.
Yeah.
That's a good mix he has, and some pretty good rhymes.
Good intro for your news there?
Can think of none better.
All right. Well,
it's a little
news.
Lengthy for me.
I'm surprised that we have had two fairly talented individuals send in full-length songs for the show.
For you.
Just
you should be flattered,
me.
Yeah.
Well, we got the show intro.
No,
there was
that
another
was,
one for
that
me.
Was for you, and Eddie edited it.
Yeah,
Eddie,
I remember we've had a couple of songs sent in for your news that we may not ever get to at this point, but I'll play. Here's this other one.
His name is Chris. Each week attempts to read the news, factual inaccuracies, and poorly read stories and mispronunciations.
Do I mispronounce shit? It sounds like a common theme.
I don't know.
Sounds like you fuck up a lot.
It does.
I don't recall you fucking up that much.
How the hell did he get this job? He's like a drunk Brian Williams or Barbara Walters with more speech problems, or Scott Pelley after a stroke.
That's the best. There you go. All right. Yeah, so people are sending in songs. I feel like there was another one. I got to put all these in one spot. This is what I was trying to get to. Oh, the other one was just a general one, wasn't it? Yeah, never mind.
We should put together a price package.
Well,
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
What's in the news?
Prince's body has been cremated and a private ceremony was held in Minneapolis for his nearest and dearest. Final storage of his remains will be kept private. According to Prince's publicist, a musical celebration will be held eventually. An autopsy was conducted Friday, but results aren't expected for weeks yet. Police said there were no signs of trauma to Prince's body, and officials have no reason to believe his death was a suicide.
I'm actually surprised Prince didn't, freeze himself, come back.
You think he would have done that?
Yeah.
Body plasticized and...
like Ted Williams?
Interned at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That would be a badass move.
Right? I always remember Futurama where they had the heads.
Yeah.
And Prince was one of the heads.
Oh, was he? That?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Was it? I don't think it was that interesting.
I don't know.
I always thought it would be something like that, though, for him.
I thought it's kind of interesting. I don't know. But okay. So he was cremated.
What would you guys do?
Are they going to have...
I'm liking this plasticized idea I just pulled out of the air.
You want to be plasticized?
Yes.
You wanted us to eat you.
We'll cut off a couple toes.
Yeah, isn't that a real request you have for when you die, Chris? Is that your remains are eaten?
Yeah, by all your friends?
I mean, I brought it up. I thought that the idea kind of was interesting, but no, I'm not really going to ask you guys to cannibalize me.
Well, I definitely wouldn't eat you.
Why not? What if it was his dying wish?
I'm sorry, you're dead, so you wouldn't know.
That's fair. That's right. Always been my position anyway. I'm dead. What do I give a shit? Throw my body in a dumpster. I won't give a fuck at that point.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So what do you...
Whatever is most convenient or most meaningful or appropriate to my wife-to-be or, presumably... children or whomever is involved, leave the reins to you.
What would you prefer happen to your body once you die?
I am
you have a preference?
I'm seriously, I'm liking that plasticized idea.
Eddie?
I think I would go with cremation just because to me it's a little weird to
be rotting in the ground.
Just be done with it.
Yeah.
You know, I have this weird fear suddenly that, like, what if, I don't know, there's some spiritual continued existence after death, but you're, like, stuck in the body and you, like, feel like being cremated or being autopsied or, like, slowly rotting. Like, that's a weird new fear of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
So what happens when, if that's true and you get cremated and you get burned, do you feel like, are you in the ashes and they get, like, say they get spread out? Like, do you go all over the world?
It's an interesting question. And I don't know. I'm not a theologian.
Why don't we get...
You're posing questions. I just want your opinion. We're not...
We should get a guest on
that
specializes or is an expert in this. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, I was
an expert in
major.
The afterlife.
But that's why I'm better at asking the question than finding an answer. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the difference between a philosopher and a theologian.
Call the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show now at 1-888-99-IDOBE.
It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. We're here live on Adobe Radio and also streaming on YouTube as well for the first time.
Hooray!
And it's a big setup too. Multi-camera.
Multiple
Jason is switching.
Yeah.
And what's cool, oh, don't forget the graphic I made too you can put up.
I know.
We can go live on Skype here and talk to guests, which is cool. We have Get Busy Living on, and Chase is from the band, and he's joining us live via Skype. And also yep. Skype video on YouTube. Hey, Chase, how you doing?
Doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
It's great to have you on. Thanks for being our first Skype video guest.
I'm excited about this. Let's see how it goes.
We don't want to cannibalize our vast radio audience, but we thought maybe we'll dip into this YouTube and live streaming and Facebook live streaming and all that crap going on. People like it.
I told them it's a fad. I told him not to do it, but he never listens to me.
It's hot right now, man. Doing the live stream. People are doing it all over Facebook now.
Have you gotten into the Facebook video at all?
I did one last week, and it wasn't bad, but you kind of have to get it set up right and make sure, you know, that people are watching you.
Right.
Because if they're watching you, it's just kind of pointless. But it's cool. It stays there as a video, I think, too, so they can go back and watch it again.
Right.
It's not bad. I mean... It's good to interact with people if they don't really get to actually talk to you or see you. So it's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. We did it last week, and it's a little bit limited. They only allow one camera source, and so you can't really do a lot of cool stuff. So now we're on YouTube, but maybe Facebook will eventually get it together and let you do some cooler stuff on there.
Probably. They like to make money, so they're going to figure some shit out.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's going on with Get Busy Living, your band? You have a few things going on, I guess. You're going on a tour coming up in June.
Yeah, we got a couple tours coming up, and the latest thing that kind of happened that was sparked at was going to play out in L.A. for Hopeless June 4th at the Amplify venue. So it kind of, I was – kind of trying to build that up for a while. It took a while, a lot of emails, and so that was a big thing. And then touring to the rest of the summer, and we're hooking up with the band Felicity from Orlando, Florida, and they kind of got us hooked up with Andrew Wade, a Dater Members producer. So we chatted with his manager, and we're going to get set up for next year to do an EP.
Wow.
So
this year you have some big things happening.
Huh?
You have some big things happening.
Yeah, we just need to kind of focus on touring and writing and staying busy so that when we hit the studio, we have enough material, you know. And then hopefully this year could, you know, things could change, and always the support of a label is, you know, a good thing. But we'll see.
What's your favorite part about everything, about watching our show live on YouTube?
Well,
that's going to be the question I have for you.
I think watching you guys is
you don't want
to. Before I could just hear you, so I was just trying to picture, like, all right, what are they going to interact and be like? But I think actually the video changing to each of you guys while you're talking is really cool because it doesn't just fix it on one person.
Yeah.
Ask the question and then, all right, boom. And it goes right over. So it's more interactive for people.
That's all Jason, too. Jason is controlling that. And he also has to be talent on the show. How are you holding together there, Jason?
I'm good. I'm just doing some graphic stuff, you know.
Oh, did you get the graphic?
Yeah, I did.
We have a lower third for you, Chase. It's very high tech.
Yeah.
When you're talking, it comes up and it says, get busy living.
See, the only downside I have about this.
You should put that up. Just leave it up. Leave it up all the time during the interview.
Does the Today Show leave it up? Absolutely not.
I don't care what Matt Lauer does.
It pops up and it pops away every like minute. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Well, you're the director.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how to
stop
do it. Back.
Thank you.
I told all you. Right. It's your thing. Well, it's cool, man. You guys have a lot going on. Let's get you guys signed to Hopeless. How can we make that happen?
You want us to call?
Oh, man.
Let's make a call right now.
Yeah. Should we call him?
You know what? Call him up.
Yeah.
Tell him that, you know, I'm the first one on the live, you know, new interview thing. He's cool as shit. They got really catchy music. He's got a pretty good spring beard going. That's a plus.
Yeah. You know?
But no, I don't know that. I mean,
spring. What's a spring beard?
Well,
is that like, you know, not a full giant winter beard? You're kind of bringing it back.
Yeah, I cut it off like January. It was out to about here. It was massive.
Wow.
So I kind of took it down a little bit. It's getting a little warm here, so I might take it all off and have that baby face going. You know, got to appeal to that pop punk crowd.
Yeah, they don't want you to. You don't want to come off as too old.
Yeah, I don't want to tell them how old I am. They'll be like, "Oh shit."
Yeah. Like, yeah, mom.
Wait, do that face again.
Now.
Come on, do it again.
You should have cut to it.
God damn it. Do it again.
You can't miss the good
do
moments.
Do it again.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even know what I did.
Well, it's too late now.
It's too late. Too late. Well, you know, you did send over a song we could play, or I was also thinking we could play one of your music videos as well. We could
do a music video.
You guys can do all kinds of things now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's some next level shit we're into.
We're like the 21st century of Wayne's World.
Right. I know. Yeah, we're... So what would you rather us do? Play the song that you sent over or play the music video? And, of course, the audio of that will go over Adobe.
What video did I give you?
Jason, get off that shock because I have to go to my email. I don't want people reading my email.
I want to read it.
Read it.
All the business
email. We'll read my email live on the air. That'll be next.
Riveting.
But you sent over, let's see, you sent over the feeling, the lyric video. You sent over Get Up. You sent over Unfamiliar.
Oh, those are, let's see, you could do the feeling. That's off of the new record. And I sent you Crawling from the Bottom. It's one of the songs off the new record that's been getting more Spotify play than any song, so I figured that
you can come back to this now, Jason.
So do you have the Crawling from the Bottom one that I sent you?
Oh, I thought you wanted the feeling.
Well, if you want to do a video, if you want to do the
let's do a video.
It's cool. It's a good lyric video. I think it's a good feel good song. So yeah, let's fucking do it.
Okay, Chase from Get Busy Living. Everybody, go check out Get Busy Living, and it's always good to hear from you. We always like to know what you're up to, and hopefully you can get on the Warped Tour.
Hey man, we're trying, but if you know Hopeless, if you're listening, if you pick us up, then we'll probably get on there no problem.
Yeah, well that's very true. Well, Chase from Get Busy Living, we appreciate it. We'll play you out with the feeling. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Yes, thanks guys. See you around.
See ya.
Thanks.
Yep.
There he is, and here is the music video. If you're watching live, you can do that by going to our Twitter. We linked up the YouTube live link, or of course if you're listening on IW Radio, here is Get Busy Living with The Feeling, their official lyric video.
I know it sucks, it's only for a moment, then the moment's gone. Wrapped up my bags in this filthy room alone, it's only cause I'm missing you. The metal in your Chevrolet. Crank the stereo and never let the music.
so bright with you. Sometimes we stay up talking till sunrise. I've seen it with my eyes. It's still a surprise. You are the one chasing street signs in midnight, guided by moonlight. They shine so bright with you. Sometimes we stay up talking till sunrise.
And Chris Show now at 1-888-99-IDOBE.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Here we are, IDOBE Radio. Hello, everybody. We are testing out, just for fun, we're doing a live YouTube stream. And, you know, it's not without its technical difficulties, and it's just for fun. So if you want to watch us on YouTube live, you can do that. Follow us on Twitter, EJC Show. We linked you up to our live YouTube stream page, and you can watch. David is in there, and he's enjoying himself.
Don't enjoy yourself too much.
That's really about it.
Please don't enjoy yourself too much in there, David.
The show that we're doing, though, may end up on a television network.
What?
I would call it a television network. Or a TV channel. Can I call
Are
it that?
Are you asking?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to.
Does it matter?
Make it sound as cool as possible without lying.
Can you not move your hand that far over?
Does that hurt your shot?
It does.
Yeah, you're getting in my. In my field.
I feel like if we just put Hugo on the screen, that'll definitely help our ratings. So,
hi Hugo.
Have you guys seen Game of Thrones?
I have not yet. The new Game of Thrones, no. I'm pretty excited about it.
I haven't seen the new season came out, right?
Yeah, it came out last
I haven't seen
night.
Any of Game of Thrones.
Really?
You haven't watched it at all.
I kind of don't want to go down the rabbit hole because there are so many seasons at this point. I look at it and I'm overwhelmed.
They're 10-episode seasons, though. It's like 50 episodes. It's a solid month or two. Well, okay, a solid 2 or 3 months of TV catch up for you.
I guess it depends on how good you are at binge watching.
I don't know if it's really good. I'll watch it, but
I don't know what we have to tell you, but it's worth it.
Took me a long time to get on the bandwagon. It was one of those shows that was like, everyone told me to watch it, but like I was pushing back a little bit, but like did a whole catch up binge. Like 6 months ago, and yeah, it's definitely worth it.
I guess I should probably watch it.
I didn't jump into like season 4. I was the same way. I was trying to push back.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not into the fantasy stuff. And
yeah, I was giving you a little bit of shit too.
Yeah, and then I jumped in and but I did watch the new episode last night.
Can you say anything without giving anything away?
I can say that honestly, I was a little disappointed.
Mm.
I was so hyped up. It was so hyped up, and like I felt disappointed at the end of it. I was like, it like went to credits. I was like, what the hell? That's it?
I feel like season premieres can always be a little bit disappointing. You know, like you come in with so much expectation, and you know, the show, whatever show, leaves you hanging at the end of the last season. You're like, oh.
I don't even want to. But what's going on with the nudity on Game of Thrones? Let's get down to the brass tacks here, because
the nudity
have they slowed down with the nudity?
They have slowed down considerably.
Okay, now why should I? You're not selling the show for me.
There's a lot of nudity on last night's episode. A lot.
Now, I understand, as someone who hasn't watched the show, I understand it's male and female, so you might see a dong for every boob or something.
No.
I don't think you see a dong.
You don't see dongs.
I don't think HBO is allowed to show penises.
Yeah, they are. They can do whatever they want.
No, I don't think so.
Is YouTube, are we allowed to show penises on YouTube?
They are allowed to show penises. I know that because I remember the TV show Rome. I watched a couple episodes. Couldn't quite get into it, but there was quite a lot of ancient penis.
Ancient?
As an ancient Roman penis.
So it doesn't count because it's history?
Yeah.
So if we were to show you Hitler's penis, it doesn't count because
it's
Hitler.
That's still history.
History.
But if I was to pop out my... schlong. Hey, I can do air quotes now.
If they're watching.
Yeah, but remember, we have like zero people watching us and all these people listening. But
it wouldn't count in a live broadcast, but in syndication, it'd be fine because it's history.
Sure. Sure.
It's history. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about anymore.
You know what else I watched last night that I think I was more excited for was Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I like that show.
Oh, man. Did you watch last night's episode?
What happened?
I'm not telling you what happened because I'm not going to spoil anything.
Spoil it.
I'm not spoiling shit.
I'm behind on that show. And I don't know what's going on.
I haven't watched it at all. Is that the...
Oh, it's great.
This is still the first season, right?
No, this is the third season.
Really?
Yeah, they run it right after Game of Thrones.
Huh. Man. I hadn't even heard of that show until recently, so I had no idea.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah.
Is that...
I like how we talk about these shows, but we don't really talk about them. We're like, there's
well,
this show.
Well, I don't
show.
Want to give it away.
No spoilers.
You can't do that.
There's this show that's happening.
Move.
We're pretty much being a bad version of TV Guide right now because we're saying...
I'll let you say it.
Is TV Guide around?
Yes. Oh,
I was going to say, I thought TV
really?
Guide was a bad version of TV Guide.
Oh.
They don't have the guide anymore. They're just like people now, basically. Or People Meets Entertainment
so
Weekly.
We need some opinions here. What are you thinking of these shows? You can't say, I watch Game of Thrones and that's it. Or I watch Silicon Valley, but I'm not going to say anything.
What do you want me to say?
Why don't you review the first episode without giving away any...
The first episode of the new season?
Of which?
Game of Thrones. How about Game of Thrones?
I'm not going to do
it
because
Chris... already gave his impression.
I did. I was disappointed.
That's it?
There's a lot of nudity.
You were disappointed and
the Red Witch or whatever her name is? She's naked a lot.
Okay, now we're getting places.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's real hot.
Yeah.
She's a banging MILF. I could see why Jason mentioned her.
You might possibly be disappointed by the nudity shot, but that's all I'm going to say.
Merkin. That's all I'm going to say, but I haven't seen it.
I'll let you be the judge of it, but, you know.
Fair enough.
And, you know, the last episode of last season, Jon Snow...
Oh, you can't say anything.
Stabbed.
You can't say it. So
I had theories of how first episode was going to happen, and my theory was incorrect.
Oh,
so
shit.
The last...
I think I know exactly what that means. God damn it.
So the previous...
I mean, I appreciate you dancing around it, but
What do you think it means?
I think... we have video now, so I'm afraid your face is going to give it away, and you're going to do like a face spoiler with your reaction. All right. So I think that means that you thought that Jon Snow wasn't really dead like everybody else thinks and that like it probably opens with them cremating his ass or something.
That's not right. No,
okay.
That's incorrect.
All right. All right.
Sorry, Jason. I was trying to get the mirror out of your shot.
I can't because his head's right in front of it.
We can get. I'll fix it later. I have an idea to fix it. Anyways,
I'm telling you, the mirror.
Move the mirror.
Adds
so in
dimension.
So the last season of Game of Thrones had a cliffhanger, and was it somebody was supposed to die? Perhaps
Jon Snow was stabbed several times,
and then the new season opens up where left off.
Blowing it for Eddie.
Well, fuck Eddie. He's had his chance. It's 6 years. Let's go.
I have had my chance.
You've had your chance.
I agree with Jason.
You're done.
So,
spoilers don't count. Yeah, I mean, you guys spoiled Star Wars for me.
Did you watch Breaking Bad yet?
No.
Know that Walter White does die, right?
What?
Oh, you still haven't watched Breaking Bad?
No.
Okay.
God damn it all.
There's too much. I don't have enough time in the fucking day to watch all this.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah,
we've been down that road.
And TV, I don't want to...
There's so much TV.
There's just a lot of TV going on. There's a lot of TV happening.
I'd rather just... I'm kind of moving away from TV in general, I think.
That's why, yeah. It's not TV. It's not TV, it's HBO, so it doesn't
You're moving
count.
Away from TV?
Yeah, like, it's just too much. I feel overwhelmed. I'm burdened by watching TV.
I did that a while ago.
I gotta watch all these stupid shows.
I agree. This is why I'm not watching Game of Thrones. I'm overwhelmed. I am burdened by it.
What show are you watching right now? What's your go-to show?
I started watching Billions.
Oh, yeah. Watch that.
That's pretty good. Paul Giamatti. And he's
the guy from Homeland. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
I never
either.
Watched Homeland either.
Oh yeah, I got out of. I watched the first few and
yeah, just
it's just too much.
There's just too many good shows happening right now. We live in a
saturated
in a world where there's just too much happening.
I'm looking forward to Vinyl. That looks good.
I watched that.
Oh, did it come? It started.
It's been out.
I watched the first episode. Oh, and it was like it was movie length. The first episode,
yeah, 2 hours.
I was like, Jesus. But it was good.
It was okay.
It was just okay. Yeah. You're right.
It was just okay.
Yeah, I was afraid it was just going to be okay.
Because how many times?
Like, I thought it was either going to be great or, like, dull.
I don't think it'll come back for season two. And if they do, it's because they're trying too hard.
How many times do we need to see the 70s, too, in TV and movies? Is that getting old to anybody else? Because they're focusing on the 70s.
What?
Like,
what?
Well, it's going to go decade by decade. Do you remember when everything was about the 60s?
I don't know.
What other shows are 70s?
I feel like
70s?
Anything about
that
the
70s show.
Well,
yeah.
That was 20 years ago.
That 70s show, Almost Famous. All these.
That's all from like 20 years ago.
But why are we obsessed with the 70s for crying out loud? What about the 70s? What is it? I'm tired of the 70s.
It's because they're trying to reach that market, that demographic. So they come out with these shows.
What demographic? People who are
maybe not the people from the 70s because they're all older now. But like certainly like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are coming out.
Yeah,
like they're remaking all these movies. Independence Day.
Yeah, but that was like 90s.
Ninja Turtles, to be fair, never went away. There's
but
been
it's
like
coming to us
three or four different Ninja Turtles cartoons.
But they're trying to market to us, so we, you know, because
yeah, but we're not 70s.
I get it. I'm just.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that's how the industry works, though. They try to, because if you ask people our age, a lot of us say, oh, "I wish I grew up in the 70s." At what era would you want to grow up in, Chris?
I liked growing up in the 90s. The 90s was the
you
tits.
Fuck you just. Ruined my theory.
Well, I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch.
You know how much I hate to do this, but I'm with Eddie on this.
Oh, my God.
I know
God.
How much you hate.
Wait. He hates that. You're with Eddie.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. What is this real life?
So
you're tired of the 70s too, Chris?
Name other stuff that's around the 70s.
I'm not saying I'm tired of the 70s, but I can see your point. Like, what's our obsession with it? It's been done.
What else?
It's a saturated thematic.
Please tell me how it's saturated.
We just listed like four things off the top of our heads.
What?
Final, that 70s show, Blow, Almost Famous. Blow.
And there are more. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Blow with Johnny Depp.
I know what Blow is.
Oh,
do you?
American Gangster.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
There's everything that and everybody's obsessed with Vinyl right now. And,
Who's obsessed with Vinyl?
It's making a resurgence.
Everybody.
Chris didn't even know that it was...
You know what? I'm going to say this.
I think he means literally vinyl records.
Yeah, I do mean vinyl records.
I thought you meant the show.
No.
Gotcha.
But, I like vinyl records, and, you know, one of the coolest things that come from the 70s, but I got to say, I also really, really like having every song in the world in my pocket on my phone.
You are such
a... prick.
You are such that
fucking
tech
bitch.
Guy.
What?
And,
Isn't it better than having a giant thing you have to carry around? You only get one record.
Why are you carrying it around? It just stays at home.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I like having every
song
in my
pocket.
If you're like
carrying it around with you, if
this
you're that guy.
No.
Like, hey,
I'm telling you
check
why
the 70s
sucked.
Awesome. It's a limited edition. Got the, you know. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. I got it right here. You didn't see? I was carrying it around.
I think one of the points of vinyl, though, is A, the album work. The art, the album
cover. You're not talking about the TV show anymore, right?
No. And also, like, you sat, you made it a point to sit down and listen to the music. Now we just flip it on our phone and we, you know, you can hear anything you want. But like, it meant more when you had to like take time out of your day or whatever and sit down and listen to music. And
now I get that.
I think that you appreciate the music more.
But we still did that with CDs. So, okay, like, I'm going to say that I think vinyl is cool, but I'm going to say that it's just because of nostalgia. That's like any argument like, oh, it sounds warmer and it's better, it's more... Like, that's just pretension. That's being pretentious. Like,
right.
Any argument beyond like, hey, it's retro and it's nostalgic and I think it's cool. Like, it's low tech and there's a certain chic about that. Like, any argument beyond that I think is bullshit. I have a very close friend who collects VHS, and he insists that VHS is better. And,
okay, now that's complete horse shit, because VHS was the worst format for video ever invented, in my opinion.
Worse than Laserdisc?
Laserdisc was good quality-wise, but it was cumbersome.
Oh,
but
so you're going to be that guy. You're going to be the Laserdisc defender now.
I'm going back to Laserdisc, everybody. Let's get back.
You know what's funny is Blu-ray never really took off like I thought it would.
Because streaming still overtook it.
Yeah, I know. It was like... DVD's still around, I think, is pretty remarkable as well.
Yeah. That makes sense to me, though. And I think Blu-ray still has, you know, I think it'll still come around. I think the fact that, you know, gaming is still very much disc-based, you know, I think Blu-ray will still have a moment. It'll be very short-lived. It'll be the shortest-lived format, but it will achieve market parity, and then it'll drop off.
It's already there. What you're describing has already happened. It's been around forever.
You think that 50% of the market is Blu-ray?
No, it didn't didn't get there. Blu-ray was going to be this next big revolutionary thing because you could watch HD movies, but then streaming came along. And
well, okay, then I think you didn't.
But 4K Blu-ray is where the next thing is going to happen because not everybody's doing 4K streaming.
Well, I think you missed my point, though.
I think streaming is going to just
let's do 4K.
Well, that's what Eddie's saying, but I'm saying you missed my point that I think Blu-ray is still going to have a moment.
You still think? Interesting.
Due to, gaming platforms still being disc-based and the fact that you're going to have, like...
all games are on Blu-ray these days. So
you're still going to have a Blu-ray player in your home already, and, I don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose it won't take streaming, but...
It's the EJC show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter if you haven't done that. And you can also get our live YouTube video stream there. It's EJC show on Twitter. We tweeted out that link to get the YouTube thing going for you. And,
when did we become the AV club?
I don't know. There's
not
so
the Onion
happen.
AV club, but like from high school.
Eddie was in it.
Wow, we're on video.
Hello, video.
Eddie was in the AV club.
Pretty much. I was in the video production.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot about.
Yes.
Do you have any of those old movies?
Somewhere. I wish I could
find
those. That
would be funny if we could stream it during a show.
Of shit we
made.
Some
of the old shit.
Back in high school. That'd be hilarious.
I know like the Bloodhound Gang video that you did for college is
some
up.
Of that's still around.
Still up.
You know what one I still remember? Like you did you took like a Toadies deep cut.
Yeah.
And that video was badass.
That one
like,
was really
I've never
good.
Forgotten that one.
With you two and Jamin, right?
I was
it's
not
a music
in that.
Video.
I was
oh, it's just you and Jamin?
No, I didn't. I was actually.
It
I was
just
a music video.
Oh,
who was that?
Anna. Yeah, I don't know
Anna,
who the guy
Bean,
was, though.
Was her name?
I don't know
that we need to say her last name.
I don't
name,
think I saw this video.
Facebook. I don't know. I can't even.
No, you
I can't
definitely saw it.
Really?
Yeah, I remember one time we went to former co-host Rob's high school girlfriend's house like week after or week before.
That's when I peaked in
we
my
graduated
film career.
And we did like a full Eddie retrospective.
I need to find that thing. That'd be good. I have no idea.
It's
where
probably
it is.
Gone.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. EJCShow.com.
Yeah, it's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show here on IW Radio.
Welcome back.
So, Maybe some of our listeners might remember this. Remember we did a live broadcast from something called Mancraft? It was like a artesian market for... It had.
I think it's pronounced artesian.
And it had like hot sauces. It had...
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
Watches.
Watches. Swatches.
Barbecue sauce.
It had beard oil.
Leather goods.
So it was basically like a craft fair for men, I guess you
Mancraft.
So,
what was it really called, though? I always called it Mancraft.
Mancraft.
No, it's just, yeah, no, that's
we used
it's
to
called.
Call it Manfest.
Manfest, that's right.
So over the weekend, there was another one of these events. By the way, if you want to listen to our show live from that Mancraft, it's in our podcast archive. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
So anyways, they had another one of these type events this weekend. It was like Mancraft times 10. It was amazing. You should have been there, Jason. The whole town was
Why
like, damn, where
there?
Was it? Because you were working, I was, I'm sure, right? I almost invited you, but I assumed you
why
were
didn't
working.
We know, why didn't we broadcast? That's my question.
That's a great question. And
like, was it the same people?
No, but they were there. Mancraft had their own tent.
Oh.
So I, Lauren and I went there, and there was a barber that had a little tent set up. So I decided to get a little bit of a beard trim for the first time. I had a professional beard trim.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Probably not. But
no,
it looks good.
I mean, it looks even, but...
Well, he more got around the ears.
Oh, yeah?
He got around here, so he, like, saved me from having to get a full haircut, because he, like, just trimmed me up. They weren't doing full, like... It was free.
You'll need the sideburns were free.
Yeah.
He trims half the beard and is like, okay, then
yeah,
you got
that's
to pay
it.
Me.
But when I was there sitting in the chair and getting this free beard trim, out of nowhere, like, this older fellow wearing very weird baggy pants and a polo shirt. He like stepped up in front of
sounds sketchy.
Yeah, he stepped up in front of
really
my
selling
chair
us on this.
Where when I was getting my beard trimmed.
Do you think he was in a gank?
Well, yeah, he could
continue.
Have been.
Were they JNCOs?
They may have been. I don't know. The guy, but he was pretty old. I'd say he's in his 70s. And he,
what's
I was,
with you in the 70s?
I know. I was sitting in this chair and I was my head was laid back because I had the headrest, and the guy walks up to me and he takes out his phone and starts taking my photo like again and again and again and again, and then walks away. And then the barber's like, "Do you know that dude?" And I was like, "Oh, what? I assumed he worked for you." He's like, "No." I'm like, "What?" So I don't know where these photos are and what they're going to be used for, but I
some
felt
jerking
names,
off.
Yeah, jerking
off.
Dude.
I felt very disgusting. I wanted to. I got violated. I think I
really?
Got violated.
I think women live with this every day of their lives, and well, you had it happen once.
Sure. Yeah.
And now you're violated.
Now I know what it's like to be a chick
for 1 second,
and it felt very violating. So I now can identify with ladies on a different level because it's very weird, very strange.
What do you think people are doing right now? Watching.
Ah!
Get
this
strange.
Camera on my face.
It is strange, but did you really feel violated?
I kind of did because the guy was very shady, creepy looking, and just very like
did you
wearing
chase
a polo
him?
Shirt.
Did you chase him down?
Should have seen it as purple. No.
He's definitely masturbating to.
Right.
Your image.
Oh, yeah, I'm
it's flattering.
At least 40 times now.
Like I said, I didn't chase him down. I thought he was an employee at first, and then I just casually asked.
Why would you chase? You were going to, like, jump out of the barber chair while you're getting a beard trim, like, throw off the
apron. Yeah. Well, Jason told me.
And, like, run him down.
What you should have done was take,
you.
Can't, you can't
take,
do
the,
that.
Take the straight edge that he was shaving you with and just throw it through the crowd, like
right.
in a movie, and hit him in the back.
It's right. a baller move.
Now
that would have been badass.
Well, would you guys have felt weird in that situation?
It would have been strange, no doubt about it, but, you know, and not to say it's not worth bringing up on the show, it's an interesting thing to happen to you, but I wouldn't have felt negative overall, or like...
Like you had to go home
gross.
And take a shower?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I'm not saying I didn't say that.
I
just thought it was
more...
You implied.
I no. think more I'd be like... Am I like the stereotype of this event right now, or what?
I don't know. Maybe let's give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's a Jordan, but he didn't have a good camera with him that day because it broke or something. But it was just it was awkward.
Did he look like a photojournalist?
He, I gave you this his description. What do you think? He looked he looked a little shady though.
You mentioned his clothes. Like, give us a like height and like
weight,
facial.
This is a little difficult because I was sitting down, my head was tilted back. So I kind of just saw him in the corner of my eye, and I glanced over for a second.
Wait. I stopped caring.
Yeah, let's go to the next thing.
Yeah.
It's fine. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's what's happened with that. So I have this funny video. You know, on you go to or when you're playing video games online, there's a lot of funny shit that happens. A lot of insults, especially on Xbox Live and PlayStation Live. There's this funny video of this guy taking the insults he was getting and then turning it into a rap. You want to hear this and see it?
Well, yes. I certainly don't want to.
He turns into a
do
song.
Do this show.
All right, here, hang on. Here
can
we
you
go.
Full screen it?
Yeah, give me a second. Sorry, I
he's got a lot going on here, ladies and gentlemen.
There's too many buttons happening here.
Press that one.
Here we go.
Sounds like a problem with your sex life.
Wait, hang on.
There's no walls, you fucking dick.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see your name with Brainy, you big writing bitch.
I'll write anyone's fucking dick I want, you fucking bitch. I'll suck anyone's dick. I'll make a song about sucking a dick right fucking now. You want to be a bitch about it? I'll fucking do it.
Do it, do it. Make a song about it.
Right. I apologize to our Wednesday audience.
Yeah.
My name.
So you. They're playing like, I don't know if they're playing, but...
Everybody grab your dicks right now. Everybody
so this is happening live during the game.
Everybody grab your dicks. Everybody grab your tiny little itty bitty dicks right now. This morning I woke up and I thought about your dick sliding down my throat. This morning I woke up and I guess I'm a dick riding
faggot. Wait, is he rapping about getting throat raped?
Inside of my tiny mouth. This guy's so mad cause he sucks. Cause he's got a baby dick and everybody knows he will never amount to shit. Guess you're a tiny bitch and you got a little dick and everybody can tell it cause you got a little baby dick and everybody laughs at you. Cause you can't even play fucking casual and even let alone competitive. You got a baby dick. Everybody knows you can't take a dick in your mouth like I can. I can ride a dick better than you can. I can take a dick in my mouth. You can't.
There you go. This guy goes on and on with that.
I've never been more ashamed to be a man.
Why? I thought it was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't think that was rapping funny? About getting throat raped. I don't really get it.
Yeah, but he turned it into something funny.
About getting throat raped?
Yeah. He threw it back in their faces. He's like, whatever.
He threw it back in their faces by saying, you're raping my gullet?
Yeah, that was stupid. That wasn't funny at all.
All right, what's in the news?
Yeah, oh, God damn it.
You don't like what I have?
No,
that's all I have.
You had more than me. Like, my life is pretty vanilla.
I mean, you didn't make it. We're not insulting you.
No, not at
all. I know. I'm just saying. I just that's all I got, though.
But no, it's fine.
It's not
interesting. Let's move on.
I'm not burning you for bringing it up.
No,
it was
not
a good
all.
Segment.
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah, you know, just knocking that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think it was worth mentioning, though.
Yeah.
For sure. People have too much time on their hands.
It's going to be very hard to transition to...
People like have time for internet radio shows and YouTube broadcasts and shit. My God.
Theoretically, if we were ever to transition to FM, if that was a thing, that would be very hard. Like, that is a perfect example of...
It would be hard, yes, for me, because I'd have to go and bleep that before we could even use it. And this may be our last... show that is only internet. We may be simulcast on FM starting next week. So
what?
We can't use F words.
The fuck?
So
the
get
fuck
them all out now.
I don't know what
fuck,
we're gonna
fuck,
do.
Fuck.
Let's get the Chris's news
too
here.
Much?
Poop, too boobs, much. Damn.
I think
God.
We can say all that. Ooh, not damn. Can we say damn on FM?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So what you can't say on FM is damn ass bitch.
Poop.
So we can say those.
Crap.
Yeah, you can say those.
We can say...
David.
Hey, boys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's happening?
We can only talk to you
if you
have video.
We're rescuing you from a well, apparently.
I just realized I had echo turned up on that clip that we just played.
Oh, is that why it sounded weird?
Oh, I thought that was... I thought he added that effect.
Yeah, me too. No, that threw the whole thing off.
That was me.
I thought it made it better.
Me too.
Really? Yeah.
I think it
I don't know. I want to know the original. I want to see the original now.
David, turn on your camera.
Not near my laptop. I'll have to go inside. Shit.
Okay, cheers. Call us back. David's going to call us back on Skype video.
You know, in all fairness, I wouldn't know how to turn my video on in like... never used my video.
There's a button that says video on.
Well, he said
I'm sure there is, but where?
Dave's going to help us out with Chris's news here in a second. He's going to do video in. If you want to watch EJC on YouTube, you can. We're streaming it live. Or you can just continue listening on IW Radio. That's where you want to be anyway.
I'm sorry. He sent us all that challenge last week, because he...
What was that?
What?
The Vegemite?
The Vegemite and
so
crackers?
He's in Australia. David's a listener in Australia. He sent us some Vegemite and some...
Oh, I didn't know I had to explain the...
You should, because we have weird people listening now, new people listening.
Gotcha.
Weird new people.
Like, you're not so weird people.
I wonder if that guy who took your photo
us.
While you were getting a haircut is listening.
That guy's
that
probably
weirdo.
Listening. Anyways,
anyway, so what's his name? David? Or
yeah,
Dave?
David.
David. So is David, since he's sponsored that challenge last week, is he now the co-host of Chris's News? Or just a special guest?
No, he just wanted to call in and help out.
Okay.
On video, so.
Chris's News, brought to you by David and Vegemite.
What's in the news? He'll chime in when he can.
I think Vegemite is a type of food, not a brand.
Okay. Sales of men's underwear are going up, and it's due to the half-naked selfie.
Chris loves that.
Hell yeah. Salesmen's underpants were up 2% over the past year, while undershirt sales were down 3%. Experts say the spike is due to the half-naked selfie made famous by Adam Levine, Nick Jonas, and James Franco.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Wait, what are these people doing? They're doing what? Half nude selfies, so they're wearing underwear.
Yeah, I guess.
So they have a selfie and underwear, and this is a big thing. Apparently.
I had no idea that this was a thing.
What's happening on your Instagram, Jason?
Nothing. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Is that where you take a photo and then it deletes itself in 30 seconds?
No, that's Snapchat.
Oh, right.
God, you are making us look so fucking old. You're the youngest one of us.
He's making himself look old, Chris.
Do you have an Instagram account?
No.
Do you have Snapchat?
But I know what these things are.
So do I. It was for comedic effect. Dick.
Don't get pissed at me because you haven't been out in 8 months and...
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
All right. Well...
You're about to get married. You'll be there
like
someday.
2017.
What else is in the news?
With Game of Thrones back for its sixth season, a study has found there have been 60 flashes of female breasts in this series to date, but only a pair of penises. Episode 1 of the first series.
Oh, hang on, Chris. Sorry, I have to stop you there.
What? You can't interrupt his news.
I know, but David is here to help out with the news. David,
he could have came in after.
That's fine.
Yeah, but he was being loud.
We have a lot of background going on.
He was just being loud.
I think it's good to explain.
How old is
what
this
is up
kid?
With that?
This is you can go. You can cut to him now. David is joining us live via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, how you going?
We got a dog there with David, and...
Ooh, that's a boxer.
You're in Australia right now, and so Chris was telling the story, and you're going to help out with the news, so there are more breasts than penises?
Is there always this much static in Australia? Anyway, episode 1 of the first series contained the most nudity, it turns out, followed by episode 3 of season 5, and the penis that appeared in the fourth episode, of season 5.
Yes.
The study follows Daenerys Targaryen star Emilia Clarke telling James Corden on The Late Late Show that there should be more male nudity in the show. She said, "I feel like there's a little bit of an inequality between the amount of nudity that happens with women, this woman in particular, and what happens with the other guys."
David, what's your stance on this topic?
Oh, yeah, I can't see the video. Yeah, wait, wait.
Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
Yeah, I can't understand that thick Australian accent.
And for the record, I'm not a kid. I'm 29, so thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Yes. You know, you just have a bad video connection. We get pixelated.
Very pixelated. You're like in that Adam Sandler movie.
Hang on. Do you want me to move? Hang on. I'll try and move. I thought I'd put it to a good spot.
So. Get closer
Jason
to your
looks
wife.
So haggard, he just subtracts 10 years from everybody else.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Better?
Better.
Sure. Is it better?
Cool.
For the sake of argument, it's better.
Better.
I've been watching you on YouTube, and I thought of some pretty funny, I suppose, bios for how the three of you look on there for people that haven't seen it yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I feel like this is going to be very insulting. Let's have it.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie looks like he's an FM host that he's given shit away, like tickets to the football or something.
That is all true.
His role quite well. He looks like a hard-hitting journalist, and Jason looks like he's recording We Are the World music video from the 80s. So.
Yeah. I like them all.
I could live with that.
We are the world.
You think Chris is a hard-hitting journalist with his Earthworm Jim shirt he has on? No offense, Chris, but
haven't featured that. We haven't gotten this in.
You should stand to the camera because Chris has his shirt on right now, and it's very groovy. It's Earthworm Jim, if you remember him from the 90s, the old SNES show or video game. Did you play that, David?
I do remember Earthworm Jim, but I was more of the Tick fan. So
yeah,
see, I feel like you're missing. It's a crossover shirt because it's Earthworm Jim as Ash from Evil Dead, and
Turtle shirt that's a Reservoir Dogs theme. That's quite good. It's like Mr. Purple, Mr. Blue, Mr. Red. So yeah. Anyway, back to Chris's news.
Thank you. So, are we done with this story?
Yeah, that's over.
Okay. What else in the news?
Donald Trump pinatas first appeared in Mexico after his comments about Mexican immigrants last summer. I'm sorry. Yeah, me skipping the banner headline because you feel it's redundant, and so I jump into the first line as the headline, and there was no context for that. Donald Trump pinatas are big sellers. Donald Trump pinatas first appeared in Mexico after his comments about Mexican immigrants last summer. In Los Angeles' pinata district, they are big sellers.
Pinata district?
One pinata store owner says she sold hundreds of Donald Trump pinatas since last summer. She got a single order recently for 150 of them. She offers Trump in three sizes, a miniature version, a $35 generic version that stands about 4 feet tall, and a custom order option which starts at $120, but can cost more depending on the request. Recent customer pinatas have called for the little Trump to don a Make America Great Again cap, while another showed the candidate with a donkey face. She says the higher-end custom orders have been popular with Trump supporters because they want them for decoration.
Mm. David in Australia, would you buy one of these things?
So when they say generic and it's 4 foot tall, is that actually how tall he is, or?
Probably.
I don't know, a Trumpian. I will say, interestingly, I saw Hillary on the first on the news for the first time in like what feels like 6 months. So, because Donald Trump is just everywhere on our news, it's fucking gay.
I mean, Donald Trump is everywhere in everyone's news, and you can't escape him. All right, your connection there, David, is just a little bit obnoxious on our end. I don't know why, but. It's always great to talk to you, but I don't know. It's just like you guys don't have good internet there.
It's because your toilet's flushed the wrong way.
But yeah. Your internet goes the wrong way, too.
Yeah, right. Chatting anyway. Thanks, boys.
But yeah, nice to chat with you, and thank you for supporting the show as always. We appreciate you.
Thanks for the Vegemite. That was a great
bit. And thank you again. Yes, thank you for the Vegemite.
You had to feel Jason after last week.
Yes.
That was good. That was good. I felt fine.
Yeah, Rockstar move, Jason.
What'd I do?
All right. Thank you. There he is, David in Australia.
Let's go back to
just
that.
A little recap. We had a Vegemite challenge last week, which David was the proud sponsor and facilitator of. He sent some Vegemite fresh from Australia. And
Vegemite is this kind of salty thing that Australians put on toast, I guess. It's like a spread.
It's like their peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't get
it. It's a cross between caviar and semen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you sent that here and some weird like cereal biscuit. And the challenge was to eat a whole biscuit of it with the Vegemite on it without water. It's very dry and very salty. And Eddie took a bite and pulled a Rob and didn't finish. But
why's the camera on me?
I don't know.
Jason.
Getting your reaction.
Jason went Rockstar, even though he's the only one who had eaten Vegemite before and knew how disgusting it was. He ate all his biscuit and like 90% of Eddie's biscuit and finished it all before I was able to finish my one. And of course, Eddie
pushed out.
Yeah.
Well, robbed. Wow. To your credit, though.
Robbed us all of a good segment.
To your credit, Chris, you did like lather the Vegemite on. I was very, very
meager,
conservative.
Still, it was on there. It was on there,
but it, you know, I didn't lather it on like you. What'd you do with it, Eddie?
What do you mean?
Do you still have it? We had a whole tube
of Vegemite. There's a huge tube if anybody wants it. You're welcome to take it.
Oh, I thought you meant listeners. If any listener wants it,
oh, no.
You know, they can have it. I didn't think it was that terrible. I wouldn't
He'll take it.
I wouldn't eat it normally, but
you can have it.
It took a second to get used to, but I could see why some people like it.
I have a new challenge for you, Chris.
Don't necessarily see why it's so popular, but, you know, I could see a certain segment of any given population enjoying it. What's your challenge?
Squeeze the tube of Vegemite in your mouth for 3 seconds.
No.
I still like the challenge that we were supposed to do that Chris was in for. Was with the there's a news story about the guy who ate a few donuts and then died after a marathon or something. So Chris thought he could at least jog and eat some donuts.
I haven't ruled it out. We had a debate. I was kind of.
Can we do that?
I feel like
wishy washy on it, but I didn't rule it out.
We can put you live on Skype and even get video and everything.
I feel like we keep talking about it. We either just need to do it or drop it.
I think we should. I really want to. I want to do it.
Let's just do it. I just.
We're gonna do it next week, maybe.
I think I'm just partly afraid of becoming like the food guy. And, like, always just eating a lot of shit.
But they're
like
good challenges. You're not the food guy. You're the challenge guy. These are challenges.
I don't want that to be a thing
besides,
either.
Besides, this is not a food challenge. It's more a physical challenge because you are jogging.
The point is I'm consuming, like, 1,000 calories.
It's feats of strength.
And you're burning, like, 100, so it all evens out.
Feats of strength, Chris.
I just don't want to get fat. I have a day job where I...
You're
lost
not gonna
a lot
get
of weight
fat over one challenge.
Just don't eat your two lunches.
I ate, you motherfucker. Damn.
What?
Two lunches.
Oh, sorry, mid-afternoon snack. I don't know what you call them.
It's two dinners and you know it.
It goes lunch, mid-meal, dinner one, dinner two.
I am a hobbit. I'm 5'9", but I have size 12 feet and they're covered in hair. And that's true.
Yeah. It's true.
Wow. So there you go.
Right, you're freezing, Eddie.
Yeah.
Just like in real life.
Yep.
Well, shy.
Let's just end it there. Jason's doing some fun stuff over there at the video.
I'm trying.
So
it's
do you want to do the thing with the donuts? Donut challenge?
And maybe it's just because I'm kind of hungry right now because I've only had a donut and some sushi today. But
wow.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. We should do it.
Yeah, when are we, like, what, next show? I just want to know. Like, I don't want to, like, walk in after having had a big like
lunch and
having already had 12 Krispy Kreme donuts and walk in and be like, oh, I got to do 12 more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bring
show.
It.
Next show.
How many are we going to do?
Okay. Are we
How
doing
many donuts?
This?
12? A dozen?
I'm gonna, we'll get a dozen.
We there is a fitness center nearby. Are we doing it in that location?
Yeah.
The either, whole show?
Either that or you... No, it's got to be like contained, maybe give them 10 minutes, see how many donuts you can eat in 10 minutes while jogging or something. Okay. That's kind of the challenge.
We'll work out the particulars, yeah. But
that would be good, I think. And then we could do,
yeah,
you do,
yeah,
you
yeah,
jog
yeah,
around
good.
The block, or you could jog in the fitness center. It's up to
I
you.
I like that. Here's what I'm thinking. We get me a GoPro.
Yeah.
I don't know how much those cost. Like, they gotta be like
we'll definitely have
some
sort of a camera on you for sure.
Yeah. I think a GoPro would be a funny move.
That would be very funny that we could turn it into something later. But you'll have a live streaming camera on you too. We'll put this all live on wherever we're going.
And this is what we're going to submit to the FM station.
Yeah. So we have first show on the FM station.
Yeah. So don't cuss, but this is going to be it.
I like it.
You're going to be the star of the show.
You know, I think we should save, we should keep the show what it is. Like, they have to have some sort of censor department.
No, they don't. We have to, that's the honor system. I know.
Really? It's the honor system?
I know. We don't want to get in trouble, though.
I know we don't want to get in trouble, but say we do slip up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, who's getting fined?
Yeah,
us.
Do they like, carry it down? Or are we signing any, like, legal documentation if we submit our...
I mean, we'll just
material?
Be blackballed. We don't want to do that.
But I'm
we
saying that
but...
FCC has certain statutory enforcement.
Yeah, we're not going to fine us. They'll fine. They'll take that station off the air.
Right.
And it's a community.
Which is unfortunate. I don't want that happen. But like, I don't want to like get stuck with a $400 fine because I find out that you can't say prostate over FM radio.
I know what you can and can't say. I can give you a quick rundown. It's pretty easy.
This should be interesting. Yeah, let's. What is it?
Oh, you want to do it now? I thought.
Or
maybe
like just
later.
Off the top of your head, if it's
what you can and can't say on FM.
Yeah, just like a short.
So a short
truncated list.
You can't say the 7 dirty words. Those are out. That's a George Carlin bit. The shit, bullshit, fuck, motherfucker, piss,
cunt,
twat, tits, or something.
Tits. Cunt. Can't say.
You can't
cunt.
Say tits. Tits.
You can't say tits.
Really.
Is nigger prohibited?
Nope. You can say nigger all you want, actually.
Wow.
This fucking country.
Isn't it dumb? Mm. So you can't say any of the 7 dirty words. And any other cuss word
is
fine.
Which hasn't changed from the 70s.
Back to the
70s. Enough.
You can say any other curse word. You could say ass, damn, bitch.
What about goddamn?
You
That's
can say
a gray
goddamn.
Area. Can you say
it's not a gray
asshole?
Area. You can call, so you cannot describe sexual reproductive organs or sexual acts. So you can't say, this is my asshole, but you can say, you're an asshole.
So if gay marriage is illegal in your state, you could say asshole, but if it's legal, you can't say asshole.
I don't know, something like that, yeah. But you can say, actually, asshole is really gray area. I would avoid asshole altogether. There's a lot of problems with that one. But... you can call somebody a dick. You can say, "Hey, you're such a dick," but you can't say "my dick."
Why don't
that's
they...
out?
What? I'm sorry. I maybe should have been paying more attention. What about exactly the sex acts, though? Like you can't describe.
Yeah, you can't describe a sex act.
What about talking about sex or talking about sex acts or talking about sex organs or?
What about love line?
You can do it in a medical sense. You can talk about it in medical terms. So if it has educational value, that's a lot of gray area. It really is.
So if I always preface with, this is how you blink, this is how you fist a Vietnamese trainee.
See, now you're doing exactly what Howard Stern based his career on, because he did exactly that. He's like
fisted a Vietnamese training,
pretty much
around it.
But he's like, what if I say it this way? What are you going to do? And then the FCC would still fine him. But you know.
So why don't
is it true that the I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, why don't radio shows have that say those words more? You don't hear them say damn a lot or asshole or.
I feel like you do.
Ass. I don't.
depending on the show.
Or bitch.
When's the last?
Yeah, they don't really say, like,
because everybody's scared.
They're scared, right?
They're losing their jobs. We got nothing to lose. We can say all these words.
Yeah. When's the last time you listened to an FM talk show?
This morning? This
Touché.
Afternoon?
Fair enough.
And what do they talk about?
Well, I listen to sports talk.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Well, I guess that's not going to come up much.
But I do listen to a local popular morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn traitor. I can say goddamn. I thought that was
goddamn is permissible.
I do not listen to clear channel stations. I'll say that.
Well, we have a lot to learn because we'll be simulcast on FM starting next week.
Fuck my life.
And TV and public access TV.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
Oh, good Lord. I don't even know why. Like, is any of this really worth it? Because we have a large audience otherwise, and
I don't know. Why the fuck not? We're expanding our brand.
It's kind of fun.
We cannot,
it's just fun.
We cannot take our focus away from our
the radio
core audience.
We cannot.
Yeah.
We
so
can only
make sure it's a focus of ours.
Pollute the internet so much. It's time to pollute, you know, our home city.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. We're infiltrating our home city in Denver, and we're letting everybody know we're here.
Not with inappropriate and explicit content. I just mean pollute, you know, Denver with our crappy, excellent quality programming
right
material that we've worked very hard on.
Well, we'll see you
three
next time.
Three cameras. Who does that?
Four.
Nobody.
We have four.
We have four cameras.
Damn.
Fuck, suck, dick, lick, fucker, motherfucker.
Getting out of your system now.
Fuck you. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
There he goes. He's getting out of the system.
Real
fuck.
Fast. Is it true that the FCC doesn't say what is or isn't permissible? They just decide it arbitrarily and then hit you with a fine?
The seven dirty words are banned.
There's
that,
like a list. Is there?
Yeah.
There, okay.
Other than that, it's all gray area. Okay. We'll be back next time, everybody. Thanks for listening. EJC Show. Get our podcast, of course, on iTunes. Just search for Eddie, Jason, and Chris. And if you want to get our YouTube video stream, you can do that too. It's YouTube. Search for EJC Show. I think it's our username is EJC Show on YouTube.
Correct.
Yeah?
Sure.
So it's youtube.com/EJC Show.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
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 Ah, fuck shit. Damn it, motherfucker.
We need to work on these camera angles for next time.
It was good enough.
They're horrendous. I know mine is absolutely horrendous. Like, I have to, like, oh, maybe if I did this with my chair.
Don't get all Scorsese.
Your mic should not be taller than